People want to know what love is. You know what love is? Love is correction. Remember Freud asked, what does a woman want? Remember Sigmund Freud, the famous, well, was he the father of modern psychiatry? He said, what does a woman want? That was a question he had. What does a woman want? Well, I'll tell you what a woman wants. A woman wants correction. That's what we all need. We all need correction. Kids need correction. Men need correction. We all need correction. But you see, the reason why it's so hard to give correct, it's very hard to receive. If you correct someone, what? They become resentful. People don't like to be corrected. Most people, they bristle. Correct them and they bristle. Even you and me, we bristle. But we have to learn how to... See, the problem with our ego, is it wants to play God. See, people want to play God. They puff up. They puff up and judge other people. They want to be right and never wrong. Did you have a mother that always had to be right? See, a lot of mothers always have to be right. And if you dare correct, if anyone dare correct her, then they have hell to pay because she's self-righteous and always wants to be right. See? And everybody goes around and gives Mother's Day cards and worship. And your father was a woman worshiper, undoubtedly. Most men worship women. They don't worship God. They worship women. Or they go to church because a woman tells them to. Or they go to work to please a woman. See? So everywhere you have women worshiper. All these men are women worshipers. And so she's in charge. Everybody looks to her as wonderful and nice and everything. See? And so she is uncorrected. Uncorrected. Now the person who could correct her would be someone who had the authority to. A man, a very noble man with patience, with honor, with virtue, with impeccable virtue, and with long suffering, and with courage and patience, and gentleness, and manly strength. See? He would be so noble. So good, so proper, that he could correct her naughtiness. See, most women are uncorrected. Her father wasn't there for her. She resents men, and men, she went out with boyfriends, and all they wanted was to take advantage of her. So she has no respect for men. Most women have no respect for men. They actually have contempt for men, but they're very guilty. They're guilty for hating men and judging men, especially judging men, because men are oh so judgeable. See, men are weak. If the man were noble. But where's the noble man? Where's the George Washington? Where is the George Washington? See? And if a lady has a good father, I remember I used to work in a place in downtown San Francisco. There was a lady there. She was beautiful. She looked like a young Elizabeth Taylor. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And men would come calling. She would go out with them. I think I tell the story in my book, Putting the Forever Back in Love. But when men would come calling, and then she would go to lunch, maybe with a guy, and then she would come back and she'd say, would you believe he was so rude, and would you believe his manners were such and such? See, he wasn't good enough. And you know why? Because she had a good father. She had a good father, and she had a good relationship with her father. And so that made her a lady who was looking for a man like her father. And she wouldn't settle for less. She waited and waited until I'm sure she found a nice, noble man with a good spirit like her father. See? All right. Well, so that's what ladies need. They need to have a good father. Now, most of you men, you married a lady, you married her for the wrong reasons. You didn't marry her out of true love. You married her out of lust. Lust and need, you married. See? And you probably had promiscuous sex. Premarital sex. Yeah, you probably, nowadays most people have promiscuous sex too, but undoubtedly you had premarital sex. So you got off on the wrong foot right there. And so deep down she doesn't respect you. See, she doesn't respect you. She already knows that you don't have impeccable honor. So she doesn't respect you. Her dad wasn't there for her, so she resents men, she judges men, see? And then you're weak, you walk around on eggshells because you want something from her. So, you have to learn to be a man. You have to learn to, first of all, you have to get down on your knees before your Creator. Not before other people, but before your Creator. Get down on your knees and find a bond with your Creator, within, find a bond with God. And then you can become the noble knight in shining armor. Then you will have the authority, see, of goodness, not a false goodness, not your goodness, but it comes through you from God. Okay? And you will have that authority of virtue, of principle, and of love, of emotionless agape love. And see, then you can correct her naughtiness. And if she's a good lady, she won't mind the correction. She'll be able to let her hair down and just be her naughty, uncorrected self. See, and if she's a little bossy with the kids, or she spends a little too much money, or this isn't that, it's little things, see, you can gently correct. Okay? And it'll be beautiful. Order will be reestablished. You know, God at the head, and then Jesus, and then the good husband, the good father, and then the wife, and then the kids. See, order will be restored. Now, what is it now? In most homes, the man's not even there. Half of the families now are single-parent families. It's just a woman. See, the woman is in charge, and who's in charge of her? It's either the devil, or it's the welfare state, see, or the government. See, somebody, the government is in charge that she looks to as her. See how that works? So something is wrong. Everything's upside down. It's an upside-down, topsy-turvy world. So men, see, stand for something. Learn to be a man with patience and kindness, not with anger. See, not with anger. With the strength of virtue, the authority of virtue. Okay? And ladies, learn, don't be too bossy. See? And realize that there are good men around. Maybe your father wasn't there for you, but there are good men. So you can't judge all men. If you ever encounter a man who's good, pray God that you do, that you can respect. See, pray God you can encounter a man that you can respect. See? And then you can stop judging all men. Stop judging them and forgive them. And if you're married and your husband is halfway decent, then don't give him such a hard time. And don't try to confuse him. Don't try to manipulate and confuse him all the time and play with his mind. Otherwise, he'll never have the space to find himself. Okay, give him a little space. Don't always have to try to be right. Don't be too bossy with the kids. Have some patience. And if good comes through your husband, that's nice. And if it doesn't come through your husband, don't hate him. Don't hate your father. Don't hate your husband. Don't hate men. Don't hate anybody. Find a bond with your creator within. See? You find your creator. See? Then you won't, then that will be nice. Then you can self-correct. You can self-correct. We all have little ego excesses. Little kids. You know how little kids want ice cream? If they have one, they want two or three. They want candy all the time. If they get candy, they want more candy. If they want to play, they want to play, and they don't want to go to bed, and they want to keep playing and keep playing, but the parents have to say, no, it's time to go to bed. No, just one ice cream. No more candy. See? Like that. Well, most adults are like big kids. They need correction. But who will correct them? Who has the good authority? See? Well, if you can't find that good authority, then you need to correct yourself. Find your conscience. Let your conscience correct you. Let your conscience be your guide. My name is Roland. Thank you for listening.